Dear faithful, we have just finished the blessing of the palms, and soon we will carry them in a procession after each one of you has received his own. And in doing this ancient and sacred ceremony, we join in heart with our Lord when he is now about to start his own Holy Week, his week of suffering and death. Today on Palm Sunday, we see him treated and greeted like a king. Isn't it truly a glorious reception of the king coming to his holy city and the riding and all the people greeting him, shouting him praises with the words Hosanna in the highest. At first, it might truly seem so that our Lord is now at the top of his popularity, ready to be accepted by his own nation. But if we check the gospel, if we check our Lord a little more carefully, we know that when Jesus sees those people welcoming him to Jerusalem, his first instance or thoughts, they are not of joy. Instead, they are of fear. Our Lord, he is God and he is man. In his divine nature, he knows the all and every single of these men and women and children who now are shouting with joy, receiving him as his king. And he knows truly well just that in just a short few days, these people will change their clamoring of honor and respect into angry shouts of crucify him. Our Lord is God, but he is also a man, and according to his human nature, he is afraid. He is not joyful of seeing people clamoring and receiving him in Jerusalem. He is afraid because he knows that in few short days he will start his passion. He will be put into hideous and horrible torture, and he will be nailed to the cross as a common criminal. And our Lord is also sad because he is these people's redeemer. He is sad because he knows that in just a few days they will abandon him. They will rather choose sin. They will rather choose pleasure. They will rather choose their own will instead of doing the will of their Heavenly Father, the exact mission which our Lord is right now about to commence. Our Lord is afraid, and in fact his fear and his sadness intensified while the Holy Week went on little further. In his agony in the garden, in fact his scare, his fear and his anxiety and sadness went so far that he even prayed to his Heavenly Father that, Father, if it's possible, let this chalice be removed from me. But like a true servant and like a true slave of doing the will of God, he added, but not how I will, but as thou. Dear faithful, the triumphal start of the Holy Week, and when we carry our own palms, we should not so much think of how greatly and joyfully the people greeted Jesus with their own palms, but we should think of our Lord himself, his fears, his sadness, his anxiety. We who carry these palms today in the procession, which soon will start, we are Catholics. We are meant to do the will of God, just like Jesus was ready to do that, and who humbled himself so much that he was ready to be in under torture and death by common men. men. It is so often for us hard to do even little things which seem unpleasant to us because we, by our nature, are rebels. We are very eager and ready and anxious and often times to do the will of God if it suits our own purposes, if we can be joyful and rejoicing like people on the first Palm Sunday, if we can rejoice and be happy in the service of God like those people, then we oftentimes are first to sign up. We are glad to commence. We are glad to go to church. We are glad to be service to others. But when it gets hard, when it gets into something which might cause us sorrow, like for Jesus, or anxiety, like it did to him on doing the will of God, so often we run away. We leave our Lord in his loneliness, in his sadness, and in his fear, just like even the apostles did on the night he was betrayed. When our Lord rode into Jerusalem, he became like a second Adam, the representative of the whole human race. The reason for Adam's fall was that he searched for glory and honor. He wanted to be like a king received by the joyful subjects. But this new Adam, our Lord, he renounced all the greatness which he had in heaven with God the Father and the Holy Ghost. And instead, he took the form of a servant, the flesh of a human being. And he truly abased and humbled himself. And even though it might seem glorious that people now shout for him, Hosanna, receive him as his king, it is truly a great abnegation. It is truly a great humiliation that our Lord, King of Kings, Creator of heaven and earth, he should be received just by a little crowd of few people in one of these small towns of the world. And when we think that this joyful entry into Jerusalem was, instead of joyful the honoring of King, that it was an abnegation and a time of sorrow for our Lord, then perhaps we might put our own Palm Sunday today in the correct perspective. This Holy Week, which now starts, it should be a time of abnegation and humiliation for us as well. When our people are not ready anymore to even shout or appraise our Lord Jesus Christ, instead they on a daily basis crucify him again. We, as I see with gladness, we are very eagerly come to church on this Palm Sunday and receive our Lord in triumph. But we must receive him like he himself abased himself, that we humble ourselves as well and not just go through the external ceremony of joyful Palm Sunday, but internally are always ready to do the will of God, even if it causes sorrow or anxiety to us, because whatever difficulties, whatever sorrows we might go through in our lives, they can be in no way comparable to the horrible torture, horrible death, and most importantly, that horrible loneliness which our Lord went through in his own Holy Week. So, dear faithful, the mystery of redemptive humility is the one which now opens this Holy Week on the morning of Palm Sunday. Our Lord was born into this world that he might become not just our Redeemer, but the one who takes away and destroys our pride. it was because of pride that all these horrible things and sins entered in the world. And it was only by humility that all the wounds of that sin could be healed. So during our Holy Week and at the rest of our lives, let us be ready to offer to our Lord, not just the outside appearance of holiness in the ceremonies, but let us be ready to abase ourselves. Let us be ready to offer our pride to Him, so that we might be like He was on this earth, a good and loving and trustworthy servant of His Heavenly Father, who was, after His so many horrible things happening in the first Holy Week, taken up to His Father in glorious resurrection. Because if we imitate our Lord in His suffering on earth, we will one day also imitate Him in the glory and joys of heaven. God bless you. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.